listen to games from this week on KNIA KRLS. Monday, Pella boys face Keokuk in a Class 3A sub-state final live on 92.1 KRLS with Trevor Castle and Phil Hemming.
Jumping Jack McGuire and Jackson Clark. And the ball is in the air, and the sub-state final is underway. Clark wins the opening tip, but it goes right to Austin Schulte in the offensive zone, and he gets inside and lays it in, and Pella's got the first bucket 10 seconds into the game.
Great execution by Austin, going right at him. Love it.
Pella picking up some three-quarter court pressure, and Griffin Simpson steals the ball, goes in and lays it in. And with a minute to go in the first quarter, Pella's got a 14-12 lead.
We're talking about woes, right? Like the 1-for-6 shooting, but...
Simpson for three. Boom! Griff's got him both. Two threes, and Pella back within one, 25-24. Bounce pass, Garner, high post. Feeds Mullins, catch and shoot three. Yes! Harrison Mullins has buried two third-quarter three-pointers, and from Pella down eight, they trail 34-32.
Well, we said that we needed somebody to step up and hit some threes, and, you know, Harry didn't have the greatest first half, but he's making it count now.
Just off the mark, no good, and Clark the rebound. Pushes it ahead. Smith with Mullins defending. Blocked by Hoekstra and rebounded by Simpson. Push ahead to Schulte. Drives and kicks. Griff has it, almost walked. Back to Austin for three. Boom! Timeout, Keokuk, as Pella is all the way back with a one-point lead. Here's Clark, triple-teamed. Hoekstra tips it and steals it. Chance for a break for Pella. McGuire slams it again! And Pella leads 41-38. Oh, my God. Jack McGuire, spin dribble at the top of the key, and he takes it right at Jackson Clark. I can't say he dunked over him, Phil, but Clark didn't make much of an effort to do anything about it. The Dutch trailed by eight. From there, they went on a 34-13 run. Pella charges from behind for their 20th ever trip to the state tournament. Final score, Pella 60, Keokuk 47.
Let's head to Des Moines as the Norwalk girls were playing Central DeWitt in the Class 4A state quarterfinals. In the Casey Center, live on KNIAKRLS.com, KNIA 3, with Schaefer Landed and Steve Wermerskirchen.
Fuglesang and Birmingham are going to jump. Let's play state quarterfinal basketball here at the Casey Center. And Norwalk takes the tip, and we're off and rolling. Birmingham, sidestep, top of the key, jumper goes, and we're off and running. 2-0 Warriors. Overholzer tries it again, left side, off the glass, goes for Hannah Overholzer. How about that?
Well, she picked the right time to drive because she drove right where Braylon Birmingham was. They were not saying it off of her.
Just gets it to Birmingham with Birmingham. 9 seconds.
Yep, there it is.
Get some space and a sidestep
jumper. Good call,
jumper.
Coach DeGris. Good call.
Birmingham's the first player in double figures today. She's got 10. 11 for the Sabres, 9 for Norwalk. Left corner, 3 for Pearl Brown, and the foul. That was a blink of an eye shot there. She's wide open on the left corner. It goes in, and she was fouled for a chance for one more. Braylon Birmingham keeps it alive here, 32-21 with a nice two-point jumper. Birmingham off of the inbound there. A nice little play, give and go with Pearl Brown. She'll get the assist. Birmingham, two more points. Give her 16, and Brown, a nice feed under the basket to Reeder, who was cutting left side layup there, 36-26.
Yeah, they ran like a flex cut right there, and now, you know, they're out there pressuring big time the Sabres, which when you pressure that much, it leaves the flex cut wide open, no help inside, easy bucket for Reeder.
Back to Brown, working across both wings here now, Birmingham at the top of the key. She gets to the right elbow, pulls a jumper, and it goes. Birmingham with a quick 18 now.
That is such an advantage to have a best player on the floor that you just work the clock all the way down and just let her make the decisions.
Birmingham into the corner, off the glass, goes! What a tough layup for Braylon Birmingham to put him back up 7. She got 20 points in this one. Birmingham into the corner for Brown, who fires, doesn't go. Rebound on the offensive glass for Birmingham, who puts it back up in. Give her 26 points, 9 rebounds, and 46-33 lead for the Warriors.
That's going to do it right there. 13-point lead with a minute 30. 50-37, your final score. The Norwalk Warriors move on to the state semifinals to play Dallas Center Grimes on Thursday.
Final score, Norwalk 50, Central DeWitt 37. Highlights from this week's games on KNIA KRLS.